Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
505 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. The rain has ceased for a little bit, but I'm just telling you, according to everything I'm reading, we are going to have thunderstorms one way or another. Right up until midnight or thereabouts, then it's going to clear out, and then, well, this is where it gets kind of interesting. Next couple of days are going to be sunny, and daytime highs up around 90, 95, so just be aware of that. Saturday looks like the weather's going to be great, and what a great day for a grand opening. My friend John Reed, who, as you know, is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, I would dare say one of the hardest working guys anywhere. Always has been, but now, as he is running for lieutenant governor, I don't think he's had a day off since he announced he was in this race. He's got a big, big event coming up Saturday morning, Glen Allen area, with the opening of his headquarters. And I wanted John to come and join us and tell us a little bit about what's going on. John, thank you for being here.
So excited to be with you. I'm in Williamsburg right now. Just talked about maybe 50, 60, 70 activists in Williamsburg who were super. And now I'm on the way to the NAACP convention meeting. So I'm looking forward to talk to them. I think I'm still invited. Somebody told me that I might not be invited. I was like, well, wait a minute. I agreed to do this 2 or 3 months ago, so I'm still coming. And yeah. You know, what did I tell you? I'm going to talk to people who might not normally be in the audience for Republicans. I just got to go do that and hope I can win them over. So that's what I'm trying to do.
All right. Well, excellent. Well, look, I'm glad to hear about that. I believe I'm telling the truth. You have not actually had a day off, really, since you announced that you were in this race.
Yes, and I am feeling it. I did sleep till 9 o'clock one of these days this weekend, and I felt like I was at an all-expenses-paid resort in the Bahamas. I was so delighted to sleep till 9. But, yeah, and my plan, Jeff, I mean, there's a lot on the line here. I Virginia's on the line. I have made a big commitment, so I'm going to work all the way through November 4th if, you know, God will let me. That's my plan.
Well, excellent. Tell us what's happening Saturday morning.
Well, we're still working out the details, I think, is it 10 o'clock on Saturday morning on John Rolfe Parkway. It's 2228 John Rolfe Parkway in that really nice shopping center. I think they've got a little YMCA there, and I think it's a Publix grocery store. And so we'll be in that shopping center. That's going to be the headquarters for the campaign. Okay. And come and get one of the John Reed signs. So many wonderful friends have been asking me for weeks for signs, and they just cost so much money. Mm-hmm. And you know I'm a little cheap. I'm not frugal, but I'm cheap. Okay. So finally I bit the bullet and spent $20,000 of the very limited money I've got to buy a bunch of signs. And we're going to have them there. If you want a John Reed sign in your yard, this is the chance to come get it. I'm thankful for all the people. All joking aside, I'm thankful for everybody who's wanted one. I just didn't have many to hand out up till now.
Yeah, wow. All right, so that is exciting, and that's going to be great. I look forward to seeing more signs. I know I'm going to head over there Saturday and pick up
Oh, thank you.
Oh, of course. I wouldn't miss it. I've been with your campaign since day one when there might have been a primary, there might have been this. You know, I've been on board since the very beginning, my friend.
You have been wonderful, and I appreciate the chance to come on the air and share kind of a behind-the-scenes look at what's going on with the campaign, the ups, the downs, the whole thing, man. It has been an experience. But the great thing is we got a poll last week, Jeff, that showed that it's 43% Ghazala Hashmi, 43% John Reed, and 14% undecided. So that's a lot of undecided. It means I got a lot of work to do. I wish I had the same money that Ghazala does, but I still believe that hard work means something in Virginia, so that's what I'm going to do.
Should we, at this point, just presume that there is not actually going to be a debate between you two?
No, because I'm going to keep making it an issue. But when I got in the car just 5 minutes ago, seriously, we had been negotiating back and forth with NPR in D.C., okay? And I said, sure, I'll come up and do a debate at NPR in D.C., National Public Radio, for God's sake. I mean, can I rig it in your favor anymore to do that? And when I got in the car, they told me, no, she will not appear on NPR with you. She'll do her own segment, but she will not do a debate or a forum with you in the studio at the same time. Come on, are you kidding? You got to be kidding me. You're running for statewide office, lady. I'm running for statewide office. I'm not even a politician. I'm willing to do it. My original offer was 10 debates.
Right.
And I know, you know, yeah, I've done TV and radio, but she's been in the Senate for, what, 5-6 years? Come on. Own your stuff, lady. I don't understand this.
Wow. Well, it is just shameful as far as I'm concerned. But, all right, I guess it is what it is on that, and I would say keep pushing. I don't know about the debates in any other place either. I was chatting with Jason Meares the other day, and I guess he and this Jay Jones character, they're going to be one event with the Bar Association. What that does for me as a non-attorney, I don't know. You got me.
Yeah, I mean, at least there's one, right?
Yeah.
And I assume that it'll be fair and legit. I think you got to do that. If you're running for statewide office, look, I don't even care if it's in California or New York. I think the voters expect to see that. But as a native Virginian, I can tell you, we expect to see a debate between the candidates and for it to be an honest, hopefully deliberate debate. You know, I was in Buena Vista on Monday, and it is Buena Vista. It's a beautiful vista of the mountain. So that didn't disappoint. But we had this speech, all six of us. It's the only time that all three Democrats and all three Republicans had been on the stage together. And, you know, to their credit, the Democrats had 100 people. I think they bussed them in. I don't think they were people from Buena Vista. But whatever. Yeah. I got to give them credit. They had their stuff together. But then they shouted down Winsome. They were so mean to her. I couldn't believe it. And, you know, you and I have done politics in pints. We're used to kind of a rowdy crowd. That doesn't intimidate me. But you still got to let the other person talk.
Right.
And, you know, Winsome let them have it. And I don't blame her. But, you know, Jeff, I had a speech all prepared, which was really like red meat, tear them up kind of speech.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it in my pocket. And I just thought, for the way this is going, I need to try to bring about some kind of decency to this conversation. And so I talked about finding commonality and let you know we're going to disagree. I mentioned Abigail, Ghazala, and Jay by name and said, you know, I respect you, I disagree with you, and I hope you don't win, but I respect you.
Right.
And it kind of changed the whole tone of the event. for a little while at least. And I'm hoping that that's the kind of leadership that I can provide. You know, I'm a partisan. I am a Republican, and I'll throw a punch if I need to. But come on, guys. We've got to get to a better place where we can find commonality. And I just hope that still counts. I hope.
I hope so as well. I really do. Let's talk about some of the important issues of the day as John Reed, the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, looks at them. The issue of boys and girls sports, the issue of standing with law enforcement or against it. What else have we got out there, John, that definitely needs to be addressed?
Oh, well, you know, I was just in Prince William County last night because we had a press conference. Winsome was there. She was great. And I think this is an issue where even people who have never voted Republican before, Jeff, are going to say, excuse me, girls deserve privacy. Mm-hmm. Girls deserve the opportunity to compete in their own sports. They don't want a boys in the locker room or the gym or the spa, whether you're 10 years old or 80 years old. And so I stood up for that very boldly yesterday. Winsome did too. And I think that's going to resonate with some people who may not agree with us on other issues, but this is coming to, you know, a head. And the average person who I think is grounded in just basic decency does not agree with this push that the Democrats have on this issue. And they also want to be able to be in charge of their own kids' lives in the schools. Like, you know what, you don't get to indoctrinate my child. You don't get to make these decisions instead of me. So that was important. And then can I just tell you, I thought, I'm trying to be very respectful of Abigail Spanberger. She's always been polite to me, mm-hmm. personally. Even though she stopped coming on the radio program, I am mad about that, but whatever. But when she said that she would repeal Youngkin's executive order and basically turn the state into a sanctuary state, oh, heck no. That's no, right. No. I mean, you know, on the one hand, the Democrats complain that there are not enough housing units. They complain that people don't have jobs that pay them enough money. Well, have you ever contemplated that the onslaught of illegal migrants in Virginia are taking up some of those housing units, that these people working below minimum wage in the shadows, as they like to put it, maybe that's driving down wages in Virginia and putting Virginia citizens in a bad place? You just cannot allow that to happen in Virginia, and I'm going to stand against that.
That is such a huge issue, and I'm glad to see that not just you, not just...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Winsome Sears, not just Jason Meares, but that Governor Youngkin himself is standing up and talking about the accomplishments of the last 4 years, including the reality that we don't want Virginia to be a sanctuary state. We do like law enforcement cooperating with law enforcement. And this whole new tagline, John, as I read it now, I'm seeing a pop up on signs. And I just know to my core that it had to be you who came up with it, because it's such a good marketing tool and a good keynote. And that is, keep a good thing going.
Yeah, look, most Virginians are pleased, by and large, with Governor Youngkin's leadership. I mean, look, you're governor for 4 years. You're going to do things that somebody's not going to like. That's just the way it is. And, you know, as you become an adult, you realize that. But generally, I think he has offered the reasonable and responsible leadership that Republicans are known for. And that's one reason I got into this, is I think the average Virginian, whether they are have an R behind their name, they're wearing a red jersey or a blue jersey, they want to know that the people who are in these offices, governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general, will be fair with them, that they'll make reasonable decisions. They won't be emotional responses to what's going on around them. They'll be thoughtful. And I think Governor Youngkin's done a good job of that, and I hope the voters of Virginia will give me the opportunity to prove that as lieutenant governor, too.
I would certainly hope so. I know that as much as I love Virginia, I want to see the right people in positions of leadership, responsible people. Remind everybody, though, John, we talked about signs, right? I mean, everything involved with running for office is, and I'm looking from the outside, it's just so flippin' expensive. It just everything yeah. seems to be fundraising related that you got to do. So for folks who want to step up to the plate and say, yeah, we want to save Virginia, we want to save the Virginia that we love from these crazy people over there who are going to break it, we want to keep a good thing going, how do they help out John Reed for lieutenant governor?
Well, I hope I will see you on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock over on John Rolfe Parkway, 2228 John Rolfe Parkway, for the opening of the office. But you can go to the website, which is johnreedforvirginia.com, R-E-I-D, johnreedforvirginia.com. And, you know, it feels like I'm back doing the MDA telethon, which I used to do every Labor Day. You know, I thought of that last weekend. How many years I did the MDA telethon. Every little bit does help. I was on a call this morning with the guy. He's like, all right, we can do TV ads. That'll be about $580,000. And I said, dude, I'm going to need you to give me the cut rate, like bare bones version of this, because I just don't have that money. And I'm probably not going to have that money. But if I can just compete with what I suspect is going to be an onslaught of negativity, I'd like to offer an optimistic vision of what Virginia can be going forward. And I do think people need to understand how extreme Ghazala Hashmi is on a lot of issues they care about. And then we'll take the vote and see how it works out. And I feel confident about that.
Do you mind sharing with everybody on the way out here what those poll numbers were one more time? Because you and I both know people have a tendency to, it's sort of the Eeyore complex. I heard he was behind. But
no money, Jeff.
Yeah.
With barely any money and barely any staff and me just working hard every single day, it's tied. It's 43-43. Ghazala Hashmi, John Reed, tied. And it's 14% undecided. And this election's going to be decided by where that 14% goes. And if all they hear about me is, he's a Republican bigot, which would be crazy to call me, but I think that's what they're going to do, or he's Donald Trump Jr. in Virginia or something that will motivate, you know, the leftists up in Northern Virginia to vote against me. I actually think I've been spending a lot of time in Northern Virginia. When they get to hear me speak, I'm converting a lot of Democrats to my side because they hear a reasonable person who's different from the average Republican.
Yep.
So I just got to find the money to be able to share that story with more people.
All right. And the website one more time?
Yep. JohnReedForVirginia.com. R-E-I-D. JohnReedForVirginia.com.
All right. Well, thank you, my friend. We'll talk soon. I'm looking forward to seeing you on Saturday, the grand opening of the headquarters over there on John Rolfe Parkway. I'll make sure we share that address again and again. It is 520 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.